what's up? This is Astral Dim here doing the moon horoscopes for February 15th, 2019. Ow. All right, so 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. The moon's going to be 1 degree Cancer, okay? And so kind of set your clocks in that time frame of what time it's going to be during that time for you. I know I'm talking to people all over the world here. And so just keep this in mind, you know, that I'm in the East Coast of the United States, okay? So make sure you have the time zones right. But during this time, right, the moon's going to be in Cancer. And so, you know, and in the moon decant of Cancer too. So we're going to be extra Cancer, extra moony at this time. Paul moony, okay? So like what's happening here is that we're really reacting to our emotions. Like we feel something, we're reacting straight up. It's funny because Cancer kind of reminds me of the 3D emotions, like something happening in 3D life just randomly and us feeling it and reacting to those feelings. You know, Scorpio's more of the feelings that are induced by another person in which we're close to. Pisces is more of the feeling that we have that when we're channeling energies and when we're being empathic. But the moon is our personal emotions to how we react to the 3D world, this realm right here that we are in. So it's personal. It's closeness to our family, to our private moments, how we act during our private moments, okay? And so we're going to be emotionally riled up. It's going to be easy for us to be emotionally riled up to things that are just happening in our face, directly affecting us. We're going to feel it and react to it. The moon, Cancer is connected to the cardinal signs. It's like you react to things. You are the initiator, and it's water, so it's emotion. So we're emotionally reacting to the things that are happening to us in our face, okay? It may be, it's funny because, you know, the moon is connected to privacy as well, and so we may react to it in private. Or there might be a private underlying reason on why we're reacting to things in public. Do you get what I'm saying? And so you have to kind of think and dig deeper and make sure when you react to things, you react appropriately and with tact. Okay? Of course, I say appropriately too because, you know, you don't want to make people feel like it's okay to do certain things that are not good and you're reacting to that, of course. But you know, you always want to make sure that you're being respectful and respectable, because you respecting someone has less to do with you respecting the person, but more of you respecting yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? And so that's what I'm kind of feeling for that energy. But let's go ahead and talk about some of these aspects that are being made with the moon, baby. There's not that many because the moon is at the first decan of Cancer. And a lot of the energies that I'm seeing is second decan energies. Or early first decan. So no energies, no aspects with North Node, none with Jupiter, none with Venus, none with Saturn, none with Pluto, but yes with the sun. So the wonderful thing about it is the moon and sun is still trining, even though the sun is in Aquarius, because they're within that 10 degree orb together, you know, because these energies were just in the third decan of air signs, both Aquarius and Gemini. But now, you know, the moon is in the first decan of Cancer, the sun's in the third decan of Gemini. So it's an interesting energy, because the energy actually reminds me of an Aquarius moon, where you have all these emotions and you want to react to them, but you kind of want to also be detached as well. And so we're kind of, even though this energy is trining, you still have this kind of energy of I'm feeling, I want to react to them. I'm usually emotionally detached. This is a little bit awkward, okay, let me find a way to express this in a unique way that will kind of show my individuality. And you're going to be really ingenious and innovative on how you're going to express those emotions, because that's all Aquarius, right? The thing is, though, is that what could be happening, and what would be an excellent thing that's happening, especially to people who are Aquarius or who are air signs or even earth, who are usually a little bit detached to their emotions. What's happening here is that, you are being kind of forced to think about your, think about your emotions. But the thing is, because this is a trine, it's happening in a very amicable way. You're being understanding of these emotions, and you're actually being very Aquarius and kind of thinking them through. Thinking them fully through, exploring your emotions, and then reacting to them and expressing them in a healthy way. So this is actually a pretty good energy to have, trine energy the sun being an Aquarius and the moon being a water sign, because it's kind of pushing, you know, this energy of detachedness to kind of like, you know, reattach yourself and your emotions. You get what I'm saying? And so it's pretty dope. It's nice energy to have overall, but especially for the people who are usually emotionally detached themselves, okay? What makes it even cooler, is that later in the day, when the moon kind of moves through Cancer, is going to actually be making a trine to Mercury. And so all those emotions that we're feeling, to just things that are happening in our everyday life or in our private lives, we are actually doing two things. We are speaking on them, which is lovely. We're thinking these ideas through. We're figuring out the whys of these emotions, and we're speaking on them directly. Now, it's interesting because Mercury is in Pisces, and so when we speak on these things, it might seem a little bit random. We might have a hard time expressing them the best way because, you know, with Pisces, kind of represents, it's just like you speaking on things at random moments and random times, and it's just like you've feel one thing, you speak. You feel another thing, you speak. You feel another thing, you speak. And people are like, wait, what's going on here? Especially if you're more of a detached person. It's really interesting. But the dope thing about it is you have a great chance and a great time and a great opportunity to be channeling energies from your spiritual cheerleaders, right? That will help you kind of express how you feel privately about certain things. And so, like, it's kind of encouraging you to speak up a little bit more about how you feel. So it's pretty dope. And again, this has all happened amicably. You're not feeling, like, angry. It's just smooth transitioning energies of you just expressing how you feel, which is dope. It's really, really dope, okay? Another thing, too. Even though Mercury is in Pisces, you still have this vibe and this idea of trying to organize how you feel, understand it, to compartmentalize your feelings a little bit more so you're able to express them. Now, your version of that and what the receiver thinks is organization may be two different things. Most likely it is, because it's the Pisces energy, and Pisces often likes to promote confusion sometimes, but it makes things interesting. So when I say Pisces and Neptune likes to promote confusion, is no dig to y'all, you know, make life kind of interesting and fun and unpredictable, and we need that looseness so you can pick up those energies well. You get what I'm saying? And so it's dope energy to be working with, for sure. Okay, now we have some 29 degrees happening here. Also some 0 degrees happening here too, okay? Chiron is squaring the moon, okay? This is tough-ass energy, I'm not gonna front. Now, with Chiron being at 29 degrees Pisces, It's tough. Karma represents our childhood traumas. And so we're directly feeling and connecting with childhood traumas connected to our self-undoing, connected to us not being connected spiritually and how it fucked us up, connected to how we are sabotaging ourselves and not even fucking realizing it. And we're feeling the brunt of it, and we're feeling it hard beyond this square. This is at a critical degree. Right? And so you have this energy of wanting to just pick up this thing that we need to focus on and just focus on it and push through. But you also kind of like, well, I have this issue that I want to kind of touch on, and I have this other thing that I want to touch on. And so you have this energy of Aries wanting to pick something and run through it and push through it. But you also have the energy of Pisces, in which you're like, okay, but what about this issue and that issue and that self-undoing that self-sabotaging way, and like, you know what I mean? And so you're picking up all these energies, you're being super empathic on your childhood traumas, and you don't know where to go because you're feeling like there's too much happening all at once, and you feel like these things are happening, manifesting even through other avenues or through other situations in your life. And so we're going to be feeling super overwhelmed, okay? We are. But the thing is, the moon moves fast. This is only going to be happening today. It's going to only be happening today. Honestly, by the 16th on Saturday, I'm not going to be talking about that. The weekend, only do this on weekdays. But by Saturday, it's not going to be that tough. So it's really important. Honestly, I honestly feel that we should be kind of hermits on the 15th. I have a dear family friend whose birthday's on the 15th. I don't think he's going to be a hermit, and I'm going to hope that he is. I'm actually even going to mention for him to be a hermit because it's like, you know, a lot of situations in our private life might be just pushing to our face, and it's kind of trying to teach us, right? Our self-undoings and like something that we need to start addressing quickly. It's, you know, it's at the 29th degree, so we're wrapping this shit up of this lesson. Of, you know, these self-undoings connected to spirituality, these self-undoings connected to your childhood, and how we should be addressing it and fixing it by now, because it's going to be moving to Aries soon. Have you done your work? Or are you going to continue to suffer until another 50 years if you make it? You know, like, it's tough. And so this energy with Chiron is a very tough energy, but it's a loving energy, and it's trying to teach you. It's the wounded healer, right? And so if you're not really trying to learn, if you're not really trying to heal that childhood trauma, it's going to force you to. It's like Saturn. Like, Saturn's going to force you to. Saturn and Chiron has a tight connection. So you got to keep your mind open to that, okay? Another thing, the moon is going to be sextile both Uranus and Mars, because Uranus and Mars is like less than 1 degree away from each other, pretty much. Oh, about a 1 degree. No, I'll say 1 degree. Yeah, it's 1 degree away from each other. And so, you know, this energy is going to be sextiling each other. And so it's going to be cool, because what's happening is that especially with Uranus, right? We're going to be feeling a lot of things, specifically the uniqueness that is within us. Our individuality and how it's connected to our drive and to our motivation, our uniqueness and how it's connected to self, how it's connected to how we move, how it's connected to how we are perceived even, right? And how we feel about that. Is it something that we want to change? Is it something we need to work on? And it's interesting too, because, you know, again, we're wrapping things up with Uranus, you know, and Aries. We're wrapping things up. We're not really going to be focusing on individuality and uniqueness and how it's connected to our motivation and drive and how it's connected to self that much anymore. We only got a couple of weeks left for that. And so we're really understanding our emotions to this situation. And, you know, we might be feeling things that are unique, that are a little bit different, that is a little bit offbeat. That's going to force us to explore our individuality within ourselves and how we take action to things. You get what I'm saying? And so another thing that could be happening too is just like random things is just popping off. You know what I mean? Especially because this is conjunct in Mars. It's also in a Mars sign too. And so Things might be randomly popping off, but it will happen to our benefit if we actually really follow our emotions when it comes to those unique, weird, different, innovative, ingenious feelings that we are feeling instead of just trying to block them. You know, sextile energy is interesting because it's amicable, absolutely, but our uniqueness and individuality is not mashing up with our feelings exactly and our emotions. You know what I mean? They're actually a little bit different. They're coming from a different avenue. So it's a great learning opportunity. But will we take it? You know what I mean? So with trine, I feel like you're forced to deal with the trine. But sextile, you kind of have an option. Yes, you can learn. Yes, the energy is amicable, but are you going to take the opportunity to learn about your individuality, uniqueness, and how it's connected to our emotions? You get what I'm saying? So that's what I really feel there too. But especially with the moon sextiling Mars too, and in Taurus, you know, with Mars in Taurus, especially with it being the first decan of Taurus, this is all Venusian decans. We, you know, when it comes to things that we're motivated and driven by, we are standing strong with it. We are putting our foot down with it. And we just say, no, this is what I want, and that's it. And it's because we are emotionally motivated by these things. You get what I'm saying? It's because we are strong within it. And so I feel like there's a great opportunity of us actually taking an opportunity, or it's a great indicator, excuse me, of us taking this opportunity of learning through our individuality and uniqueness. Because I feel like we're going to probably have a eureka moment. And we're going to be like, oh, wow, this situation or this thought process really changed my view of how I should go about things. And then the thing is, though, because Mars is in the first decan of Taurus, we're going to stand strong within it. And we're going to put our foot down and we'll be like, nope, I want to move this way. That's it. You know what I mean? And we have the emotional conviction meshed up to it. So it's really, really interesting. It could be a really significant day. All right, but I feel like we should all be working through these emotions in private in our home. It is the moon, and it is in Cancer. It is in the first decan of Cancer, which is also about a moon, double moon energy, triple moon energy even. So I really feel like Friday we should be reflecting and being introspective and definitely hermit carding, okay? But that's just me. Do what you got to do, okay? Hope this is helpful. Of course, apply these energies with the houses within your chart to see how it's going to, you know, apply to you. If you would like a reading personally every day, you know, holler at me. Let me know, because I might offer that on my Patreon or something. Maybe a subscription or whatever. Something like that. So, I don't know. I'll think about it. But, yeah. Because I'm not even going to front, like, doing transit readings are annoying, but kind of focusing on a planet and going through it, it's actually pretty fun. But doing like a whole spectrum of, I hate doing those. Like, that's why I actually, I don't really talk about my moon readings often, even though I do tell, I'm pretty good at like full moon, new moon readings. I actually hate doing them. I don't like it. It's my least favorite reading probably. Anywho, whatever. Let me stop. Anyways, and I'm not talking about these moon readings. I'm talking about full moon and new moon readings that I hate doing. But this reading's fun. Okay? But yeah, I hope this was helpful, baby. I hope this is helpful. Let me know if you have any questions, concerns, clarifications. Talk to me, please. I would love it, okay? All right, I'll see you next week on the 18th, okay? Have a good weekend, y'all. Peace.